Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Former Auburn quarterback Jason Campbell joined us last year on the show, is back with us again. Jason, how have you been?
Hey, guys, I've been doing great. Football season is here, and, you know, it feels like it's been a long time waiting, but then all of a sudden the first week goes by fast, and then next thing you know, it's 2 weeks that's gone by. So, you know, I'm excited. The football season is back.
How would you describe a Saturday in Auburn, Alabama?
Oh, I would say this, just like Friday night lights as far as like some towns where you feel like everything shuts down when a football game is going on a Friday night in a small town. That's how it is in Auburn. You know, Auburn is a really good place to live. It's a great college town, and on game day, everyone is tailgating. Everyone's pretty much at the game or at a close bar near around, or you have people out tailgating outside the stadium during the game while they watch the game on TV. So it's a great atmosphere. It's loud on big games. And, you know, fortunately, this game is not at nighttime, because at nighttime it's really, really cool how they do the lights and everything. But yeah, it'll still be a great fall day for football come this Saturday.
What's it like to go through the Tiger Walk?
Well, it's different now. When I went through Tiger Walk, we didn't have security guards.
I know.
And I used to tell Tuberville when we got to the locker room, I said, Coach, I said, is there any way? I said, I love Tiger Walk. I said, but is there any way we can get the people to stand back a little bit? I said, I done took 4 or 5 sacks before I even get to the locker room. Like, guys just coming up, just pounding you in the chest. Let's go. And you just like, dude, chill. You know? So, around towards my senior year, we finally got around to having security guards that kind of had it roped off a little bit so people couldn't just be like right on top of you, pounding you in the chest and punching you in the arm, talking about let's go. But it's a great experience.
When you look at the job that TJ Finley has done through two games and then Robbie Ashford, what have been your thoughts from a quarterback's point of view?
Guys still trying to find their rhythm, still learning trust, just based off what I see from a standpoint of, you know, Robbie is an athletic guy, and of course he can utilize his legs. He's definitely an extension of the running backs, but he's also a guy that, you know, he can throw the ball, and, you know, he hasn't had a lot of experience of throwing the football because, you know, he's been out of high school for 2 years and he transferred to Auburn, so he just needs more passing experience in game-like situations. And then for as TJ goes, you know, TJ, he's not as mobile as Robbie, but he knows a lot more of the offense. He's the longest quarterback on the longest quarterback under Harsin on the staff, on the roster. So, you know, he proposed more of knowing about how to get us out of bad plays and checks and different things like that. And, you know, he felt a lot more comfortable, I thought, in the second half of the San Jose State game than he did the first game and the first half of that last game. So, you know, hopefully he'll take some strides this week against a Penn State team that's, you know, has a really good defense, has Porter Jr. at one of the corners, who's a predicted first-round pick. And so we'll need our passing game to pick up. Our run game has been pretty good, but our passing game needs to pick up, and I think that's all about just trust when you have two different quarterbacks playing.
Yeah, TJ is long in two areas, one in tenure and the other one he's 6'7". That's amazing. I mean, he is a 6'7" quarterback. In any way, I mean, obviously he can see the field. Is there anything about a 6'7" guy where it hinders them?
Yeah, it's evident. Like you said, you don't see many of them. I think him and maybe Jamarcus Russell, I think he was maybe around 6'7", but, you know, I can't think of many quarterbacks that's that tall. Most have been like 6'5" and under. But like I said, he's a little bit more mobile as a 6'7" guy than a lot of 6'7" guys. Most 6'7" guys play basketball. They're out there with Bruce Pearl, to be honest.
Right.
But, you know, he's trying to make a quarterback out of it. And like I said, the advantage he has, he can see on the offensive line. You know, he can see blitzes coming and still deliver the ball. So that's one advantage that he has. And I think that's what helps him out on fourth down situation when we have to go for it. I was telling someone in the booth last week, I said, it seems like on fourth down, he has a different sense of urgency. It's like he's dropped the ball or have to make some miraculous play for us to have a position to keep the drive going. And so far, he's been on point with those. It's just not taking those bad sacks because he's not as mobile, knowing when to have to deliver the ball a lot quicker than he probably wants to, because he know the guys can pin their ears back and come back. So when you know that, you know you got to get the ball out of your hands or don't take bad sacks whether you're second and long or third and long.
It looks like when he is in some semblance of trouble or needs something, John Samuels Shanker, his tight end, is the guy he wants to go to. When you played that position, was there a guy that no matter what, you know, like you sat back, Jay, said, you know what, I need something here. I could depend on him.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. When you see, you know, anytime you get blitz, zero sometimes, these teams like to do when they man across the board. You know, you don't have time to go through a first, second progression. You have to pick a side and say, okay, I know this guy can win, which is their guy. So I'm going to take my guy being better than their guy. And that's usually who you go out and target. When I was playing, you know, it was Courtney Taylor.
Yep.
You know, he was one of my biggest guys at that position when it came to, like, game on the line. You know, in the NFL, sometimes you feel comfortable with tight ends, Chris Cooley, and different things like that. So when you understand the situation and you understand that, okay, they're bringing more guys than we can protect, you got to just take the best matchup. And, you know, sometimes week to week that can change based off their corner. You couldn't Porter Jr. on our best receiver.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's not a matchup. So then you may go elsewhere with the ball. So it's just knowing things like that as far as the quarterback position and studying the game that makes you understand on third downs and then red zone when a defense clamps on you in the end zone is another defender. The back line, you understand there's the room gets shorter. So I just think from understanding those aspects for Robbie and TJ is the next steps for them.
What makes Derek Hall, in your opinion, a special guy in that defensive side of the ball?
I think his understanding of the 34 defense, you know, it kind of fits him, his style linebacker, where he's able to kind of rush on the outside but also be a run stopper as well. He's a big physical guy. He's strong. You know, he definitely absorbs point of contact, the line of scrimmage very well. And I think it's just experience. You know, it's just that's one thing you can't teach is experience. And I think he has that. Kobe Wooten has that. You know, Owen Papo has said, you know, these guys have been around Auburn long enough now, understand the games and understand the big games. They understand this is a big game. It was a big game last year and everything. They understand this is a game that everyone expected them to beat San Jose State and Mercer. You know, that's not a shocker. But, you know, playing against a Penn State team that's, you know, they're trying to get back to their ways. They have an experienced quarterback who's back for his sixth year. So, you know, crowd noise is not going to be a big factor to him just because he's played in big atmospheres before. So I think that's a situation that, you know, we just got to play sound defense and not have the bad penalties and different things.
Yeah, one guy, what about Cam Riley? It looks like in the middle he's really started to come on. Is that fair?
It reminds me of, I'm not sure if y'all know Carlos Danzy.
Very aware. He played against Penn State in the Capital One Bowl.
Yeah, so Carlos Dansby, he kind of reminds me of a Carlos Dansby. You know, he's very long. He's 6'4". You know, he has long arms. And, you know, that helps you in the passing game, the run game. And if you're athletic, it just helps you all over. And I just think from a standpoint, he's really, really coming on that linebacker position, you know, and taking over from McClain and everything. Yeah. I just think, you know, he's a guy that he just gets better. He's game at 16 tackles in the first game. And, you know, last game he didn't have – you know, as many as he did the first, but, you know, at the same time, I think he's still a guy that's so athletic, you have to know where he's at all times on the field. And I just face it, the more he can get between the ears of knowing what to do, then he's going to be a really, really great football player for Auburn.
How do you describe Tank?
Hard nose downhill. You know, he really resembles his name, Tank. He kind of, you know, it's a one-back type of guy. When he gets the ball, it's one direction. It's downhill. You know, he tries to get there as quick as he can. You know, our other backs are a little bit more patient as far as, like, when it comes to reading the zones and cutbacks and different things. But Tank is a more, I want to get going downhill. If anyone's in the way, they're just in the way. You know, but he's a guy that's, you know, that basically describes him. And then also, you know, in catching passes out of the backfield. You know, he's gotten better at being a back out of the backfield that's been part of our receiving core, that you can get the ball in his hands early enough in open space. You know, he can get you 10, 12, 15 yards. So, you know, he's one of those guys that's getting better at that aspect and also in pass protection. But, yeah, Tank definitely describes his name, just coming at you downhill.
Yeah. Oh, no, he is all of that. There's no question about that. All right. So, you know, we talked about the atmosphere around a game like this. Obviously, Alabama is it is the game. It is what it means. What does this game mean? Penn State's never been there. You know, yeah. Penn State's got a name, but we know that Georgia will play Auburn. We know Alabama plays them every year. Where does this game fit in the thought process?
Oh, we take all the game. I know everyone always says, you know, Alabama game is our biggest game, but be honest with you, anytime it's an SEC scheduled game or a Big Ten game or a Pac-12 game, we take all those games the same way. But there's so many different rivals within our conference, but, you know, we look at this game as another big game because, you know, Penn State is a tradition powerhouse when it comes to football. Auburn is a tradition powerhouse when it comes to football. And anytime you can get those matchups, you want to enjoy the moment. And you want to enjoy the atmosphere. And, you know, if I'm a Penn State fan, this is a game I'm putting on my bucket list to come to.
Right.
Because the atmosphere is going to be electric. You know, if you haven't been to Auburn before, been in big games, like, you'll feel the energy. Tailgating will be awesome. And just the whole lead up to the game. And, like I said, RVs, what's the day, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
So RVs start coming in this afternoon.
Ooh.
And people start trying to find their parking spots and places for their RVs. So they'll be there all the way through Sunday. So, you know, I remember when I played in Auburn, every time there was a big game, Tuesday afternoon, you start to see the RVs coming while we were out there practicing. And they just pretty much spend the next 5 days there. So it's a big deal. Like I said, there's no NFL teams in the state of Alabama. You know, Pennsylvania has Pittsburgh. And but here there's no NFL team, so Alabama to Auburn is as big as it gets when it comes to the state of Alabama. So you best believe it's going to be a dynamic, electric atmosphere.
When you were playing, you'd be warming up before the game. Did you ever see the eagle fly? And if so, what's it like?
I got to see the eagle fly probably before. Before I started actually playing.
Okay.
You know, actually a recruit. I didn't actually get a chance to see the eagle fly again until after I finished playing ball. I kind of wish they had it where the players could be on the sidelines as soon as they do the national anthem and then have the eagle to fly. But they like to do the flyover, so I understand that as well. And so it's kind of an experience that I wish the players, even opposing players, I wish they could see it because – I'm the type of person, every time I play in a state where college or NFL, I want to take in the moment.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, everything that makes that city special, makes that stadium special, I wanted to know, you know, and I wanted to experience it, you know, and that's a conversation piece. You know, you walk away like, man, that was kind of cool how they did this. And I remember when I played against the Steelers in the pros when they do Renegade in the fourth quarter. You know, that's kind of cool. So.
Yeah.
It's just different things that bring excitement to different college atmospheres. And like I said, you know, Penn State is great at what they do as well. So, yeah, I've been playing Penn State when I was in 2002 when we played them in the bowl game.
I did I did the game.
Yeah, Joe Paterno, that was a very windy game.
So yes, it was.
You had to run the ball like crazy. You try to throw a ball, it just got cut out the air. But, you know, what a great opportunity for Auburn and Penn State to get together and play, though. A lot of teams are scared to do that nowadays because of all the playoffs. Yeah. And hopefully this 12-team playoff will allow more matchups like this.
One final question, and this is not a political question, please. I don't go into political questions. Did you ever think your head coach would be a U.S. senator?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I did not. I knew he was a politician just based off practice. Because when we used to practice, I used to ask the guys, is Coach Tyrell ever coach a position? Because he would always be on the sideline talking to like boosters and different people. Let's let them enjoy practice and call the players over sometimes to just, you know, sign an autograph for a booster or somebody that, you know, they're just out there watching practice. You know, someone that came in town, a cousin or somebody, and just take a picture or something. But he was always, like, just getting to know people. So when I found out he was running for senator, I was like, why would you want to do that? I've been a successful football coach and everything, and politics seems like today doesn't do anything but just divide people.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why would you want to get involved with that? Why not try to get involved with trying to be an AD at a school or something, or, you know, get involved with things like that? I was just like, but, you know, he chose to go the political route, and, you know, now I don't know if he likes it or not, but I'm pretty sure he probably enjoyed his days on the sideline a lot better.
I agree with you. He probably did. Hey, Jason, thanks so much. Really appreciate it very much, and look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
All right, you too, guys. Appreciate it.